giving ourselves a few moments to settle into the practice by way of deliberately setting our postures, doing what you know is helpful for you to set the posture, so that you feel really nice and grounded and well supported. What does that mean for you? Simply noticing the sensations of sitting. Aware of the ambient sounds. Beginning to notice that breathing is happening. Perhaps allowing yourself to have some nice full breaths to connect with breathing. And then letting the breath settle, be just how it is, as it is, moment to moment. Letting the breath be perhaps in one location, such as the nostrils, the throat, chest, or belly. And if that should feel not quite right for you, then having a wider awareness, breath and body as a whole. With that awareness of touch points, whatever helps you to feel really nice and grounded. And if you choose one way to practice and you don't feel grounded, then try the other way. Finding a way to support ourselves with whatever may be arising. With either method, possibly a little bit of noting to help focus the mind, like rising, falling, or in and out. or counting the breaths. Noticing if there's any struggle. Is there any struggle with the practice? That question may help us be aware of a hindrance present that we can shift our awareness into. Name, feel through the body. And when it passes, reestablishing breath or breath and body as a whole. Mindfully opening to whatever our experiences are as they are. And using breath or breath and body as a whole as an anchor in the present moment. sometimes the mindfulness itself is not enough to deal with any hindrance. And so we have to bring in the second factor of awakening, investigation. And so if there's some strong hindrance or experience of any type that's really pulling you away from being here in this moment, so along with recognizing it and allowing it mindfully, investigating it, engaging a little bit of rain practice, and as we've done before, as you've named it and you're allowing it, feeling it through the body, how is it experienced physically? Scan through. Noticing the sensations and how they may change. If they're pleasant or unpleasant, and how that too may be changing. Noticing how it feels emotionally. Naming the emotions and the feeling tone. How does the experience feel energetically? How's the energy in the body? Is there a sinking feeling or an uplifting feeling or a leaning sensation or a sense of rushing, vibrating? Investigation can include the thoughts, cognitions, the beliefs. What am I believing? What's the story I might be telling myself? Opening to this, investigating. And is there any motivation or compulsion to act? Something the experience or the hindrance is urging in terms of action? Or non-action, such as nappy time. And remembering through all of this, the end of rain, the non-identification. That whatever's happening is simply nature rolling on, moving through. It's not always so. It's a conditioned arising, a human manifestation showing nature, a passing process. So as we continue to practice, bringing in investigation along with recognition and allowing, using the rain practice whenever you feel that that's needed. And otherwise anchoring in the breath or breath and body as a whole. Hindrances need not be alarms, but rather signals to go deeper, lean in closer to experience with mindfulness, perhaps with investigation. Sometimes just the breath itself is sufficient for working with any hindrance. We can deepen into appreciation of the breath, the body sensations, as a way to help us with any wanting mind. We can bring some gratitude to the breath to help with any aversive mind. And with sloth and torpor or restless worry mind, it may help to really deepen the breath, deliberately deepen the breath. And really feel a nice long exhale. This is very calming for restlessness. Widening the awareness of the breath can help with sleepy mind. And noting qualities to the breath. And with doubt, just keep coming back again and again and again. Perhaps bargaining with yourself, okay, when the practice is over, then I'll explore my doubts, think about them, write about them. But now I'll just keep coming back again and again and again. Perhaps repetitively noting, doubting, doubting.